One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a rebroadcast of the just concluded Global Communion service with Pastor Chris.
Hallelujah.
I'm excited about this month's message, and I want to share it with you. Really, really excited about it. Because of what the Holy Ghost is doing in our lives. So I'm going to read, oh boy. I think I've only done it maybe once or twice. I did it at the Lekki Finance Convention when I gave them an insight into Rhapsody of Realities, an upcoming edition. So just so they know what's happening, I want to share something with you that's coming from the November edition of Rhapsody. You would love this. So I'm going to read to you. It gives a good background for the discussion. So, can you imagine? You haven't seen, I'm the only one who can tell you like this. Nobody can tell you. So, here's Rhapsody. For November. So listen to this. It starts with the opening verse. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Peter's beautiful words help us to further understand Christianity. In Christianity, we've been born into God's marvelous light, his wonderful light. The word marvelous means wondrous. Most translations interpret this as if we're being brought out of literal darkness into light, but that's not the full picture. When it says he brought us out of darkness, the term darkness actually means obscurity in the scripture. He called you out of obscurity. He's not referring to being called out of the kingdom of darkness in the general sense, but rather being brought out of obscurity, out of being unknown, unrecognized, unnoticed, where nobody knows or cares about you. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. He brought you out of obscurity into the limelight. His wondrous or wonderful light. Why does he call it wonderful light? It will take several scriptures to fully explain this, but I want you to understand that this is the light of Jesus Christ. In St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 79, Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, spoke about the message of salvation that will be brought forth, saying that this message will illuminate those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, quote, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. They were sitting in darkness, sitting in obscurity, but Christ will be their light. This means his wonderful light does two things. It illuminates you and then makes you luminous. You become lambent and resplendent. Yours is the kind of light that both illuminates and transforms into a light source itself. The light is so strong, so dazzling, that it turns its subjects into lights. That's why it's described as his marvelous light, his wondrous light. Wow. You've been brought into this light, and now you are lambent. Glory be to God. That's something. I want you to keep that in your mind and listen to the next one. Here's another article. Although you have been forsaken and hated, with no one traveling through, I will make you the everlasting pride and the joy of all generations. Now that's reading from Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 15 in the NIV. But then I'm going to read it to you further from the King James. Listen to this. The prophetic words in Isaiah 60:15 are worth celebrating. It says, whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. He said to Israel, I will make you. I love those words. It brings to mind the words of Jesus in Mark 1:17. Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. You don't have to struggle to become. He makes you. Read again what he said in Isaiah 60:15. I will make you an eternal excellency. This is God's plan. Hallelujah. Oh, boy. It means we're the pride of the ages. I would to God that the churches of Christ will grasp the full import of this reality. The complete Jewish Bible puts it beautifully. In the past, you were abandoned and hated so that no one would even pass through you. But now I will make you the pride of the ages, a joy for many generations. You are the joy of many generations. That's what God is saying about you. This is his purpose for your life. Believe and act on these words. Affirm that you're what God says you are. Respond by saying, blessed Father, I am the pride of my family, my city, and my nation, and I'm the pride of many generations in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, boy. This is remarkable. Now, let's read a couple of verses from the Bible. Colossians chapter 3, verse 10. Colossians chapter 3, verse 10. It says, and I put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. A couple of things I want you to observe in this verse. To get it properly, let's read from verse 9 into it. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. Ye have put off the old man, the old nature, with his deeds. Okay? And have put on the new man. See, now that you're born again, you have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. This renewal that he's talking about is the kind of renewal that you have in growth. You see, in growth, you have cell division and cell replacement in your body. So spiritually, he uses the same term, anakainoo, in the Greek, like a renovation, renewing something, making it better. Like when you're growing, there are constant changes in your life, growing from a child to an adolescent, and then to become a full adult, all these changes that you experience every day. Now, go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 16. See what the Bible says. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. The inward man, that's the human spirit. That's the inner you. That's the real person. renewed day by day. Doesn't matter that your outward man, the human body, has been battered and bruised. But if you stay in God's word, you are renewed day by day, day by day. Hallelujah. Now, go to Ephesians chapter 4 in verse number 24. In that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. That's wonderful. This new man, this new nature, is created in righteousness and true holiness. It says, which after God, the King James here is a little blind to us. So for some people, it may be difficult to capture exactly what it's saying here. I want to read this in a simpler language, in the NIV. You would love it, what it says, because that's actually what you're reading, the NIV. And to put on the new self, created to be like God. You see that? Your new self was created to be like God. Look at that. In true righteousness and holiness. Your spirit was created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. This is remarkable. I want to give you a picture how God sees you in Christ. When you read in the book of Daniel, there's a description of Daniel from the perspective of the Queen Mother that I want to read to you. Belshazzar's mother. Belshazzar was the son of Nebuchadnezzar. And one day, Belshazzar, when he had become king, brought in the vessels from the house of God, which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken away from Jerusalem, from the temple of God. And they were now in Babylon. And so Belshazzar got his wives, got his princes, got his friends together, and they were celebrating and using these hallowed materials from the house of God for partying. While I was doing that, the Bible tells us a hand came writing on the wall. And King Belshazzar saw the hand, and he couldn't read the writing on the wall, but he saw the hand that was writing on the wall. And the Bible says his bones began to shake. His whole body began to quake. He was so scared and called the astrologers and the wise men to come and interpret what it was. And when the Queen Mother learned of it, she came in there and spoke some words. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.